have such difficulty expressing myself. But I must tell it all.
It's a sacred duty. You've no right to keep your message from the world. You must reveal it to mankind. They're waiting for it. The universe waits only for you.
Yes, yes, I will speak.
Have you really decided then? You must.
Drink your tea.
You could have been head orator if only you'd had a little bit more ambition in life. I am happy, proud that you have at last decided to speak to every country, to Europe, to every continent.
Unfortunately, I have such difficulty expressing myself. It isn't easy for me.
Oh, but it's easy once you begin. It's like life and death. It's in speaking that ideas come to us, words, and then we, in our own words, find perhaps everything, the city too, and the garden, and then we are orphans no longer.
It's not I that's going to speak. I've hired a professional orator to speak in my name. You'll see.
Have you really decided then? You must. And have you invited everyone? All the generals, all the property owners, and all the intellectuals?
Yes, all the owners and all the intellectuals.
The janitors, the bishops, the chemists, the tinsmiths, the delegates, the violinists, the police, the presidents, the buildings, the merchants, the chromosomes, and the penholders?
Yes, and the post office employees, the innkeepers, and the artists. Everyone who's a little intellectual, a little proprietary.
And the bankers?
Yes, invited!
The proletarians, the functionaries, the militaries, the revolutionaries, the alienists, and the alienated?
Of course, all of them! Since actually everyone is either intellectual or proprietary.
My darling, don't get so upset. I don't mean to annoy you. It's just that you're so very absent-minded, like all the great geniuses. This meeting this evening is very important, and they all must be there. Can you count on them? Have they promised?
Drink your tea, Semiramis.
The papacy, the papayas, and the papers?
I've invited them! I'm going to communicate the message to them. All my life I felt that I was suffocating, and now they will know all, thanks to you and the orator. You're the only ones that have understood me.
I'm so proud of you.
The meeting will take place in a few minutes.
Then you won't feel like crying anymore. The intellectuals and the proprietors will take the place of the mamas and the papas. This meeting won't be too tiring for us.
Do you really think it might tire us?
You have a slight cold.
How can I call it off?
Invite them for another evening. You could telephone.
Oh, my God, I can't do that. It's too late. They've probably already embarked.
Well, you should have been more careful.
I think someone's coming already. Yes, they're coming.
Perhaps it's the orator.
He won't come so soon. This must be somebody else. Ah!